Hey, how are you? I am just checking in to see how your holiday season is treating you. And I know that we have a ton of fans from all different religious backgrounds and beliefs, and therefore I am calling it the holiday season. I just want to honor everybody that listens to the podcast so nobody feels left out or, kind of marginalized. So, first of all, whew, we made it. We are so close to the end of this very crazy year. And I don't know about you, but I'm feeling a little more energized. I went through the whole gambit of emotions and energy levels. We ended up having a spur of the moment move, and I had a lot of you guys that were asking us about what the heck? Why did you decide to move? We thought you loved that home and that neighborhood. Unfortunately, some things happened. We had new people that had moved in from, there's always a change of things that happen, and just did not like the energy there anymore. So we moved on, and we decided to take the big leap that we were gonna follow our dreams. And me and Mr. Cozy ended up finding our dream property, and we are now farmers living in the country. We're not entirely sure what we're gonna farm yet. Currently, we're just looking more at sustainability. Just being able to support ourselves on our own land. So, we love it here. So, sometimes things happen in your life that kind of suck in the moment, but it ends up being the very best thing to happen to you. And let me tell you, I feel so at peace and in love with our new home and our new property. It just takes everything that happened this year away. This is my own peaceful sanctuary. So it is not a designer perfect house. I've never said that I have a design perfect house. I live in an everyday home, and I've always lived in an everyday home. I will continue to live in an everyday home. This is not going to be a home that's featured on magazines or anything like that. This is a home just like you have. And I am slowly making it beautiful in little ways throughout our time here. So, having a space that we have downsized to, and it's not, that was Arthur growling because he moved and stretched, so he went, "Murr." So I hope that wasn't too loud. So, having a place that we downsized too, and we minimized a ton. I went through the beginning of the year, probably the same as you, just kind of feeling like unsure of where we were gonna go. I did a lot of staging locally, where I would go into people's homes and help them prep their homes for sale. And unfortunately, due to the current situation, that has all but stopped. So, I am no longer consulting. There was no way that I could continue that based on what the regulations were. And, I couldn't walk through people's homes with them. I can't visit with people. Like, everything is completely locked down here again. So, March, we were locked down, and it was like a ghost town because I had to drive Mr. Cozy to the airport every 2 weeks. So driving down to the airport on the highway, there was hardly anybody. There was big trucks and me. And then slowly, April, May, June, it was basically the same traffic as it was before. Throughout the summer, things started kind of getting a little lax in our area in Canada. If you don't know, we're Canadian. And yeah, it was almost summer like usual, that you were able to hang out with your friends. We spent some time camping with our neighbors, spending time, hanging out in their backyards with fire pits and just doing all of the things that we enjoy doing while we were still prepping for our sale. And nobody really knew about it until the for sale sign came up. We actually told a few of our neighbors prior to that, like the day before the sign went up, when we were over at their house for a backyard fire pit. So it really came as a shock to them, and they really thought that we were going to stay there forever, and we thought that we would as well. But the cloud of not goodness was too strong for us. So we made the best move that we could make for ourselves. So will I miss that entire neighborhood, that vibe, the stuff that we had? Absolutely. It was one of my favorite places to live, and it was made up of some very wonderful people that I wish the very, very best for. Zero hard feelings towards them. Like, you know, they kind of have to keep the peace when they live around someone that's a little bit not good. So I feel bad because those are basically their forever homes, and until that person moves, they're stuck with them. So luckily Mr. Cozy and I had said that we were only going to live in that place for 7 years, and we were coming up on 6.5. So hi, Mabel. I know that there was a lot of you that were pretty shocked at it and a little disappointed, and I'm sorry, but I'm so excited about us making this our forever place. And I'm excited for the journey of this, and, you know, sharing all of the stuff. Like, some people that were a little bit disappointed about us moving were the first people to jump on the fact that they love our views, and that we were super blessed to be out here. And so life in the country is completely different than even a town. So we're from Alberta. We've got the big cities like Calgary and Edmonton, and we have the smaller cities like Lethbridge and Red Deer. And, well, I would say those are the medium cities. And then we have the smaller cities like something like Lacombe, where it's got the name of a city, but it's still a fairly small town. It's got that small town vibe. And then you have the towns, which are the towns that are like a small town. And so moving from a medium-sized city like Red Deer to Penhold was amazing. And when we did it, it was beautiful. Like, the fact that we would all sit out in the middle of the close and watch the kids play like street hockey. And we would, you know, like have fire pits in the driveway and invite everybody to come over. That is something that you only get in a small town. Everybody knows your business. Everybody wants to know your business. When I first moved there, it was like, you do real estate staging, you do design. And everybody wanted to be my friend. And that is the creepiest thing when you're an introvert and you have a very small circle of really tight friends, when everybody wants to be your friend. I just clam up because I'm like, ah. But so moving from a city to a town, that was an amazing adjustment. Like, we would go from hearing sirens at night and crazy sounds in the city, and then out in the town, like, I had an owl that sat on the top of my two-story right outside of my bedroom, master bedroom window, and it would go hoo, hoo, and I could hear its little nails on the eaves trough. So, and we would hear coyotes just outside of town. So going from that to out here, I'm getting the same stuff. Like, you would not believe the amount of birds that are here. And, like, you know, the farmer vibe out here is we take care of each other. And that's what you want in a community. I was looking out, because we live on a hill, and I was looking out through the valley last night, and I got goosebumps because I was like, this is our neighborhood. And it is expansive and spread out, but all of those little twinkles in the hills and in the valleys, those are our people. Those are our neighbors. Those are the ones that are looking out for us, and we're looking out for them. So, and they're not on top of you. Like we've had neighbors stop by and they drop off chocolates for Christmas, and we're still social distancing. Don't worry, please don't call the police. And they stopped by and welcomed us to the neighborhood. And at first I was like, neighborhood? This is the country. There's no neighborhood out there. So when I looked outside the other night and I saw all of the twinkles and all of the yard lights and all of the barn lights, I was like, it is a neighborhood. So it has been a really interesting year, but look for some of the silver linings. And I know there's a lot of bad poopy stuff out there, and I'm sorry if you've went through it. I really am. And my heart goes out to you, because there's so many people that are struggling right now. There's so many people that are stuck in houses that they don't want to be in, that don't make them happy, that are miserable, and that sucks. Or they're stuck in relationships that they don't want to be in, but they have to because they have no other options. That is horrible. Or they know somebody that died of COVID. Like, my heart goes out to you. This is not an easy time to navigate, and none of us are doing it right. I went off the radar quite a bit, and I apologize to our community. I went off the radar this year because I just didn't know what to say, because it felt like I knew all of this stuff was happening for you guys, and I couldn't fix it. Like, I'm a fixer, and I couldn't fix it for you. And I didn't know what to say. Like, I didn't know if I should be talking about paint colors. Should I be talking about clearing clutter when, you know, maybe you don't know if you should let go of the stuff? Like, we don't know what's going to happen. Should I tell them to let go of things? And then I also struggled with the lack of motivation. Like, when you don't have something, when you don't have a purpose, when you don't have a reason to wake up every single day besides the dogs, it's a really tough thing to do. And then once we decided to sell, then I was too busy all the time, and it was a whirlwind, and I almost went from like 0 to 120, and we're not talking kilometers per hour, we're talking miles per hour within a day. Mr. Cozy had went, he had went for his annual fishing trip, because I just wanted him to do something normal and something that was kind of like the usual stuff, right? So he did that. And during the time, I had two of my very best friends. No, I had three. I had three times. The one time she came another time. So during the time that I was alone, I had two that came and helped me, but the third one was there, but just not when Mr. Cozy was there. Anyways, I had three friends that were beautiful and amazing and helped me either pack or like seriously declutter that basement of doom, because when we moved, we bought a house that doesn't have a basement. So we have no storage. So I went from doing nothing to doing it all in a week. I also painted. I finished projects around the house. When Mr. Cozy went to work, we had listed the house, and then almost immediately we got requests to view. And this was a weird year for real estate. The house of the not so nice person in our area never sold, and it was listed, and it was $50,000 cheaper than ours, and it never sold. Ours had a very good, it was over asking price offer, because they actually went into a bidding war. It was an over asking price offer within 7 days. No, it was 9 days for the first round. Those people, I met them. They were lovely. I loved them. They would have had a beautiful time in the house. They would have made amazing neighbors for the people that we loved in that close. And their house deal ended up not falling through, but it became a little... their house didn't end up selling until mid-December, and we were not able to hold on that long. Like, we did buy our house. We were able to do it financially, but we didn't want to hold on to it for that long. So we ended up putting it back on the market, and we got another offer within 5 days. So lickety split, we were out of there, and I couldn't have been happier. I don't know how those of you that have to move all of the time and have to list your houses for sale and keep them clean and get it all prepped. What a nerve-wracking experience. And this was something that I hadn't done for a long time. And I wasn't a minimalist before, when we had sold our previous houses. So the fact that I was a minimalist and I was still stressed because we have 3 dogs and we had this flooring that just could not stay clean. So, it was not a very fun experience. So the fact that it sold fast and, all of my preparations and staging and all of that stuff made people fall in love with it, to the point of coming in with multiple offers and, going over price was woo-woo. It was perfect. So, I hope that your year, you can find something good. I hope that you can look back on what has happened this year. And sometimes when you're going through this stuff, my dear, you just need to keep going. And a lot of what I did this year near the second third, was just keeping going, just head down, moving forward. And no regrets. Except maybe one letter. No. There's a part of me that's like, ooh, that would be a good tattoo, but not. All in all, you can't count out 2020. I think learning to live a simpler life, learning to live with only what you need, not having the kids in 5 million different activities and running them from here and there and feeling like you're thinned out and you can't, like, I think for a lot of people, this year was a wake-up call. And in a sense that family is the most important thing. The people you love, if you don't have family, I will be your family. We need people. We need people. We need the people that are our blood family, and we need the people that are our friend family, and we need those connections. Because without those connections, we will shrivel up. So I think a lot of people, this was a huge eye-opening experience this year, that you need your people. And doing too much stuff or trying to live above your means, trying to be everything to everyone, it just doesn't work. So this was almost a little bit of a deep exhale. Just something just to stop us with the increasing levels of stress. So if that's all we take away from this year, then that's what it is. So one of the things that I don't like doing on this podcast, and I seem to have spent 20 minutes doing, is I do not like to ramble. And I feel like this entire podcast has been a ramble. But I have had a lot of you checking in and seeing like, what the heck happened? So know that I love you for that, and know that everything is fine. And I appreciate you checking in on me. And yeah, we're almost through this, my dear. Almost. So close. And then we can breathe. And I truly believe 2021, it's not all going to change January 1st. No, no, no. What is going to happen is that we have the opportunity to look at it differently. We'll probably be in the same mess as we are now. We got vaccines and, you know, rolling whatevers. We got all this stuff happening. But 2021 is an opportunity for us to look at things a little bit differently. Maybe we need to reevaluate. Maybe we need to, you know, try to make the best of what we have currently. And that is my hope for you, my friend. I just want you to try to find some sort of joy and happiness in your world. And me doing my part with Cozy Minimalism, I hope that that is going to help you. I hope that I can bring a little ray of sunshine to you. I hope that I can give you some hope, even if it is just with your home, because I feel like home is the most important thing. This is your place to come at the end of the day. It is your place to go when everything is crazy out there. Is it the end all be all? Do we want to sit at home all the time? Heck no. These lockdowns suck. But it is what it is. We are where we are. So let's make the most of it. Let's try to carve out some joy. Let's try to carve out some happiness. I've spent some days, my child moved back home. And we have spent some days where we dance around the kitchen. We do a little hokey pokey. We turn ourselves about. It is almost about finding the little things that make us laugh and get us through the day. So hang on to those. It will get better. We're going to make it through. I hope you continue listening. I'm going to refocus in 2021. I've already started recording some of these podcasts in advance. I have them scheduled so I do not go through a period of me schlumping on you again, because I don't want to do that. I don't want to leave you high and dry. So I figured this update was the perfect time at the end of the year. We're almost at a full moon. I can start burning this stuff away, and we're burning our Christmas tree. Not like it's a real one, but it dried out, and we're going to burn it in our brand new fire pit that our property has. So it'll be fun. Make sure that you follow me. Facebook is basically going to be a lot of inspiration, a lot of words, me asking you questions. Instagram is, I love the stories on Instagram. So I'm going to work a little bit harder on giving you guys some sort of videos and the tutorials. If you're not really familiar with Instagram, on a person's profile, there's little circles, and that is called highlights. The highlights are made up of stories that you can see in the circles above. So stories are only temporary. They only last for, I think it's 24 hours. Someone correct me if I'm wrong. And so those stories are only there for 24 hours. But if you put them into the highlight reel, which are the little round circles, which are beautifully organized on my profile, you can see those stories and you can see everything within that topic forever. so they never go away. So I am loving the stories feature and I'm playing around with them a lot more. I'm having a lot of fun with it. So if you want a little more of an interactive experience, definitely go into Instagram because that's where all the interaction is. I'm still on Facebook. I'm still answering questions. I'm still interacting with you on Facebook. So if you still want to stay there, I'm not going anywhere, my friend. If you're more into the interaction and, you know, like diving deeper, get over on Instagram. I am also reviving my weekly email list, and I'll be sending out stuff to everybody, and it'll basically just be like little tidbits. I only want people on my, I'm not giving anything away for free, because I find that if you want to hear from me, you'll join my list. A lot of people, they want to entice people and da 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 da. I figure if you want the stuff kind of organized in a beautiful way, well, not beautiful, but if you want it organized and you want a summary of what happened during the week, that's where you're going to find it. That's what you're going to, you know, if you don't want to be on social media all the time, you're going to find it on there. So subscribe to my weekly email list and I will send you out as much as I can of what happened during the week. And then at least you're not going to feel like you missed anything. What else am I doing? I'm going to continue with the podcast, obviously, because I love it. And I love the interaction here. Like, you guys send me so many great questions. So keep those coming. Those are the things that help me drive what we're doing on the podcast. And there are things that I don't even think of that you might like. So if there's something that you're like, hey, tell me where you buy your stuff. Because I actually had someone ask me that the other day. So that's coming up. I didn't realize you wanted to know where I buy my stuff. So I will tell you. And I have a whole process that I do before I go and I buy new stuff. So yeah, because it's a big deal for me. And yeah, so keep those questions coming, those comments, the topic ideas, all of it. Like, oh, I love it. The other thing that I wanted to express extreme gratitude for is those of you that have been a part of this community since the beginning. Those of you that come and tell me how it's changed your home and your life. Oh my goodness, like, that's what fuels me. And I know that I've said that before, and I just don't feel like I can say it enough. I don't get paid to do podcasts. I don't get paid to do my social media. I don't get paid to write emails. Those are all things that I do in order to help you. So the fact that those of you that send me how I've impacted you, and some of it, it's a fairly small bit of your big picture. And some of you, it's like, wow, you completely changed my life with this. And everything on that spectrum of you guys telling me how I've changed your life is fuel. So no matter how small, how big you think it is, it all fuels me in order to keep providing this all for free. So know that as much as you appreciate me, I appreciate you. So gosh, you guys, 2020, it has been a hoot. And yeah, we're almost done. We're almost out of the woods, and we're just going to keep chugging along. I've got a few episodes planned for the remainder of 2020, so make sure you keep me on the top of your list. Yeah, and here we go. Woohoo! Love you lots. Bye-bye.